Hey, all you assholes, come and listen to us. It's the Keith and the Girl Show.
She still got it. Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda. Thanks for listening.
That's what happens when I forget to have the theme song lined up and I go, Chemda, quick, go. Today's going to be a fun day. I could tell you already. I'm looking at feedback I'm getting. This person says, if you must have a definitive reason to get the Keith and the Girl app, it is so you can watch the old Keith and the Girl TV episodes. I have easily watched Chemda in Hell and a few goat men 100 times each. They are hilarious and I laugh every time. I guess I will be in the same area of Hell that they put Chemda in. See you around the water cooler.
Yeah, Hell's going to be the best. Look at all the cool people coming to Hell with me.
Yeah, hi Keith. This Keith and the Girl app is real nice and stuff. I've been a VIP member since day one, but my fingers are too fat. See attached. And he does have fat fucking fingers. To log in every time I want to hear a VIP show, I'll cut my nails. Don't judge me. Now with the app, it's one click after the initial login and I'm in. Thank you and Chemda for the content, Michael for the app, and Maricela for customer supporting. Regards. All right.
And little baby Max for being born.
Today's, by the way, things would be faster and smoother if that baby didn't come along, but they're happy and love is love. But the video for the marathon is up now. So thank you.
Thank you, Max, baby Max, for sleeping a little longer so that Maricela could put it together.
Today's guest, well, featured on Conan 2 days ago, Rojo Perez.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Rojo?
Feeling good. It's been a pretty good week.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Do you feel famous now?
No, I don't, but I do feel, I realized people started texting me who I didn't know still had my number.
Oh.
And like people who've never been nice to me are like sharing, be like, man, I knew. I always knew.
Really?
Yeah, it's really funny.
Do you respond to everybody?
I try to. If somebody texted me, I respond to all those comments and stuff.
How do you respond to I always knew? No, you didn't, but thanks.
I can't. Yeah, you just get angry. You're like, man, thank you. Thank you for that support. You're a good friend.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah, definitely.
I recognize that watch.
That
is 17 colors on it.
It's a good watch.
I saw it on TV.
It's a great watch. Took it from my niece.
So you gotta think like, all right, I'm going to be on TV. What do I wear?
Man, that was the most stressful thing. I could care less about the set.
You know what? That's what Anthony DeVito was saying. He's like, I just don't, and I know the jokes. I know what I'm doing, but yeah, this will be memorialized or, you know, whatever the word is.
We just giving up on words.
Right. Who cares? Why don't we just live life? You know what I mean?
The weird thing was I found out, like it was, the confirmation was Sunday. I found out to do it Tuesday.
Meanwhile, people don't know this. I'm going to guess it was in the making for almost a year.
A year. We started a little over a year ago. We started talking about.
What's there to talk about? Do you have 5 minutes? Yeah, I think so. All right, submit it. We'll see. Right.
Man, I thought that's what it was. Yeah. And I sent them. He was like, well, I don't like this. Change that. What about this beginning? Cut those words out. And then about 8 months ago, he was like, all right, we have a set. I like this. I'll get back to you.
So you like,
oh wow.
So for 8 months, I update my email just obsessively waiting for.
Like you tell a joke, for example, about you and your ex.
Yeah.
And it's about who's living life better now. Well, she just got married, so she's winning.
Yeah.
Right. So people must ask you, because I would like, hey, how much of that is true? But it doesn't even fucking matter. That was a year ago. Never mind if it even happened. That was a year ago. None of that is you now.
I know. That specific person.
Now he's married to her.
Right.
He ended up going. It was a good decision.
It was great. I broke up the wedding.
Yeah, all new jokes now.
Right. I was on that. We did the podcast, Art and Atheist. And it took him like a year to put this show out. And I'm like, what if I found God in the meantime?
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, there's no Jesus.
You can't have that out now.
Yeah.
You're renewed.
Make it timely. Do people ask, hey, is this true about your stance?
Like, yeah, they ask me. I also think that's funny if God listens to podcasts and you're like, no, that's not me anymore. I found you. I swear I found you. Yeah, people ask me about that. So but that person, she's still around. They never ended up getting married.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this Conan thing is worse for her than it is for you.
You won, bro. Yeah,
she saw this. She texted me the day after like it aired and she was like, oh, you could have given me a heads up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, what are we doing? I said, right. What are they going to do at this point? You stop seeing me.
Does that,
out of here.
Right. does that turn into like something where you really have to text back? Actually, I'm the one who looks bad in the joke.
I mean, I did the joke for her live once just because I saw she was in a showroom and I bullied my way onto the show. I walked in and I saw her sitting there with the dude and I was like, hey, can I do 5 minutes? Give me five. This will be so worth it. Just let me.
That was your way to relay that joke to your ex?
To her, yeah. I did it in front of her with him sitting next to her.
But that means you missed her, right?
Yeah, of course. It's so spiteful. It is. So, yeah, I mean, I know.
How did it work?
I was broken. What?
How did it work?
That night?
Yeah.
Did she text you like...
She texted me afterwards and I was like, well, that was interesting. but they left that night right after a show and like walked by me and they didn't say a word.
Ooh.
And then like a minute later, she texted. Yeah.
Right. Did they fuck extra or not at all?
Man, I hope they fucked extra. That's my goal. I don't want to be a comedian who's like funny. There's so many of those. I want to be a comedian who gets you horny for no reason. Like that. The Al Green of comedy.
Well, do you still have any feelings for her?
Yeah, I think you do.
How long
no,
has it
you,
been?
No, you, not me.
No, I think you do.
I'm over it.
I'm really thinking you're looking desperate out here. I think you really care about her. No, yeah, you care about somebody, especially like
How long were you together?
On and off, probably 2 years.
Rojo.
That's your longest relationship, though.
Who gives a shit?
Oh, no, I mean, I'm out here. Hey, I'm out here. I'm not just celibate. I'm doing fine. Keith, we're all fine.
All right. 2 years.
You call that love, you idiot. You don't know heartbreak till there's a divorce.
You were apart longer than you were together.
Yeah, at this point.
Grow up.
But I've been gone from Puerto Rico longer than I lived there.
I didn't hear any stand-up about Puerto Rico.
Oh, they're the Spanish.
That's true.
What more do I need to do?
No, you made that a Mexican joke. You started talking about building walls. You didn't say one thing about Puerto Rico. Having it.
Yeah,
no.
Bye, Puerto Rico. Okay.
No,
Puerto Ricans, they call us the island Mexicans.
I didn't hear that on Conan.
Well, they didn't let me. There's no way I could have said that.
No, I heard Susan, I'm sorry, even though you left me. That's what I heard. What can I do? I'm famous now. You stay till after the credits of Conan? Because I did. And Rojo comes out and he's like, please.
And you see me mouthing.
Yeah.
I love you.
I said elephant shoes. It's like, we know what you said.
If she were to say, hey, let's try.
Man, probably. Well, I mean.
What are you going to do? You know, it's the one that got away.
Maybe the fourth time of the workout. I'm sure.
Right. Never mind 2 years. On and off 2 years.
What's the usual thing that breaks you up? Everyone gets pregnant again. What happens?
Wait, usually when why I stop?
That's you know what? I just put myself onto your thing. Yeah. I was like, you got pregnant and left? Is that what happened? He wasn't into your abortion, so he left? Oh, no, not you.
Well, turn that AC on. We got real hot in here.
When you guys would go on, off and on. Was she always the one that did the off? I know I could tell she's the one that broke your heart, but is she the one that in general would off it?
Most of the time, yeah. And then she'd be the one who usually initiated.
Yeah. Is it tough to take her back at those times where it's like, I want self-respect. B, I want you to think I'm not some sad sack. And it's like, oh, fuck it. I need you. All right. I'm back.
Yeah. I think it was, I also tend to pull away so fast with other people that I feel like I was also at the time. You're like, no, maybe this is why it's supposed to be. I think you swallow your pride and you're like, at first you're like, man, fuck you. Right. I don't want to see you. And then you're like,
it's 5 hours
I'll
later.
Grab a drink. Yeah, we'll do a drink.
Right.
Upstairs? Yeah, sure. Okay.
Do you feel like also we kind of train guys to make them feel like the woman's right? So if she thinks there's another chance, there is one. Like, if she, because especially also, or maybe it's just because she's the one that broke it off. So if she sees that has manifested itself differently now than you could, or are you both just looking at me blankly? Like,
no,
she just said I can fuck her. So I did.
No, it's, you know, it's, you just, I don't know about men and women. I just know if this person, you know, you want the other person, right? So okay, they got their shit together. They want you back. So you're like, well, okay, you know.
You just want that chance. So whatever's coming at you, you'll take it.
I guess.
Rojo?
Yeah, but I think you're onto something here. I did think it is the women are the ones who are, because usually the women, I feel, is the one who wants to be in a serious relationship. So as her coming back, you're like, oh, this is, she's set in it. This is for real.
Right. So if she's into a real relationship and she's claiming that it is, because I only say that because you didn't have a lot of relationship.
And I still haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and
Jesse, how old are you, by the way?
30.
30, all right.
And I remember Jesse Joyce would come in here a lot. He would have no experience. And so, and then once, after he got married and divorced, he said, you know, I assumed that she was right. And he always would say, like, we'd go over to his house and he'd be like, look, this is how adults live. And we're like,
yeah.
No, what?
Yeah.
Not that she wasn't making an adult house, but he was so impressed by
Home.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Being in somebody's place and you're like, man, this is nice.
Yeah, but it was exactly like that. It was just like a home. He goes, look, we're eating on tables. I'm like, we're eating on these fold out, like, I'm not shitting on it. I don't have a living room table. I don't necessarily need one, but it's so funny what he was calling adult
toilet. Just look, we have extra toilet paper.
Yeah.
Like more than one roll of toilet paper. Yeah. This is crazy. Who am I?
Hey, what's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl. Hello.
You there?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, brother Lovin? I know that hello from Abby.
Hello.
Hola, how are you doing, brother?
Oh, thank you. Hola.
This guy, brother Love, by the way, he's playing arenas right now, right? Who are you opening up for?
Tim and Faith. Tim McGraw and Faith Soul to Soul Tour.
Holy shit.
Alex and I from not bad, huh?
That's crazy. The fact that you can just say Tim and Faith,
right?
As like Keith and him, like it's this, like that's very cash about this tour. That's awesome, dude.
Tim has no idea what I'm talking about. It's great.
No idea. Faith Hill.
Yeah,
Faith Hill. That's huge.
Yeah, Rojo's just saying. I was hanging out with Timmy.
Yeah, how cavalier you are. It was me and T Money. You know.
hey, brother.
You say how cavalier because we are in the Cleveland arena right now, looking at all the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's funny. Backstage, there's like pictures of famous Cavalier basketball players, and famous is hilarious because nobody's ever heard of any of these people.
It's LeBron and others. Just LeBron and one group photo from the 80s.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But Alex and I from Them Vods, we're with Maggie Rose. We co-wrote a couple of songs with her, and we've been recording with her. And so then they invited us to come up and play. So I get to sing a little bit, play some Shaker. And Sarah, my wife Sarah's on Cajon tonight, playing some percussion. Alex is on guitar. And yeah, we get to play arenas tonight. Tomorrow will be in Philly, and then Saturday will be in Albany.
Is the Shaker, does it add a level of sound, or is it a trick because you don't know what to do with your hands?
It helps on both for sure. It keeps me busy because otherwise, I don't know how people just stand there. Like, because there's certain moments during the set where nobody plays anything. It's just a piano, very quiet, Maggie's beautiful voice and the piano, and you just stand there. And my hands always naturally shake.
Right.
So I'm holding the tambourine the whole
You're
time.
You're a prodigy.
It's making noise. Yeah, it's basically after seven. It's jazz, man. It's just jazz.
This is why Brolo's such a great drummer. It's like, how's he fucking double hitting those drums? It's like, no, he has Parkinson's.
Yeah.
You know what? I was in this band once, and we were the lead singer. She wanted to do the leader of the band, she's like, this one, I really want to take it really low, really like mellow. She turns to Tommy and she goes, just really like hit them as light as possible. Like just keep a rhythm, but you know, let's all stay in the background a little bit. We do the whole song. She turns around and she goes, that was perfect. And he goes, I didn't even touch my drums. Apparently,
the vibration behind them, and they're like, they don't know. You know?
It's so funny.
he should act like he was sweating. Like, oh, yeah, I did it.
I got it right this time.
I'll try to do that more. What if we do that more and I get paid the same?
Yeah. So we were just in, we stopped in, we rolled in, we went to catering. And which is fun for me because I do catering for events just like this, you know, so I'm judging. I'm judging, but it was very good. A lot of healthy, good stuff. It was delicious. And then I hear a voice behind me. and it's very New York. It's like, what are you doing here? And I turn around, and it's a kid I went to high school with that I grew up with.
That always believed in you.
He's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm singing. He goes, hey, I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I rig. Like he puts up the lights and all that. And I'm like, man, he knew me when I was a drummer. And then he goes, he couldn't sing back then. He can't sing now.
So I broke one of his lights.
Yeah, right. Oh, exactly. That tambourine will bust the light pretty good. Yeah.
Hey,
but
it's
funny because I look relatively the same because I have a head of hair on. You know, I mean, he's bald and I recognize his face. And it took me a minute to figure out who he was. But I remembered the voice, and it all just came flooding back to me, and it's just, it was insane, man. He's pretty, I'm like, where are you living? He goes, I'm still in Bayside. When are you coming back to New York? I'm like, wow, man, you all still sound like that. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, you go, that's pretty amazing. Like, never.
Yeah.
Bayside? Yeah, nah, I'm good.
Seriously, like, what's in Bayside? Are you coming back to Bayside? Yeah, I'm going to come over to your house. Like, what is in Bayside?
Right,
we got an above ground pool. Like, it's really the three feeder.
There might be an old Hyman laying around in Bayside with my name on it. There might be. There could be that.
Ew, did I just throw up a little in my mouth?
Wait, you all heard right.
Ugh,
so
God.
I'm going to talk about this in a minute, but when this show comes out Monday, we're recording on Thursday. I would have already finished Landmark, this intense therapy. Uh-huh. It's 3 days, 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. to 10 p.m. All of those days, I bring this up to people. It's like everybody I know has done it. Brother Love did this, and you know he seems like a simpleton.
Have you heard of Landmark?
I have no clue about this.
So it's 3 days full.
3 days full,
and they really talk to you for what, 13 hours? You just said.
Yeah, there's some breaks, but yeah,
it's like a retreat.
But you go home at the end of the day.
So, it's somewhat of a retreat, and then I guess the last night you're invited to bring loved ones and guests and all that.
Right, which I went to. It's how they sell it. So I was at that one, but the other 3 days, Catherine loved it, encouraged me to do it. And it's paying for it. It's $6 million to do. But you did do it. What got you to do it? And what the fuck happens? Like now you're hearing this, and I already did it. And by the way, it was great.
You sound different, Keith.
You know what? It is different. I look more instead of seeing.
Well, thanks for sharing, Keith. You'll understand what I'm saying. Thank you for sharing. And I love the breakthroughs that you had. And you're not just talking through your story anymore. So you'll understand all of that on Monday.
But you did like it.
I was about 21 years old.
Sorry, Keith,
dating,
you're too old.
I was dating, I was dating Paige. You guys all remember my friend Paige.
Yes, we do.
Back in the day.
Yes, we do.
Sounds like a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Quite the sweetheart. Right. Did you take her with you? No? No, couldn't have noticed.
She did it first, and she encouraged me to do it. And then I did it, and it actually broke us up for good. Yeah, that was it. It broke us up because I actually grew a pair of balls that weekend, and I stood up for myself in ways that I never had stood up for myself. And I was enlightened that way, and it sort of set me free. It enabled me to grow up in ways that I hadn't. I don't know what it would be like to be our age now to do it. Because you get more set in your ways and you actually are smarter and you actually have done a lot of this work in life just by living. But, it opened up a lot of ways of thinking where I just knew what I knew. That's right. You know what you know. You know what you don't know, but you don't know what you don't know. If they still do that. Yeah, I remember that. That opened me up a lot.
Keith, if they still do that, you're in for a treat.
Was this, was this before or after the Bayside Hyman thing?
Right.
Oh, way after that, for sure.
Okay, all right.
Is there something that do you think Keith will take to it?
Man, this is a tough one. I don't know. I think he will say, man, I think he might say some of it, this is bullshit, whatever, but I think something will grab him some way, somehow, something will grab him. But, you know, Keith has evolved so much over the years, you know, with his relationships with his parents, and he has such a better way of dealing with his parents, because he's a healthier individual. So I think the fact that he's grown, because he actually, you guys speak on the radio every day, and you work through stuff all the time, you actually do this kind of work all the time. So as opposed to people who just have a very regular life, 9 to 5, and they sort of start loving less, you know, they don't listen as much and they get set in their ways and kind of get dark, if you will, and as they get older. But you guys do this. You do the forum every day. I don't know why you're spending all that money.
It's Catherine's.
You know what I mean? Are you worried about anything? Are you worried about the fact that she paid for it and you won't get anything out of it?
I'm hearing there's a lot of divorces after, so let's see what happens.
Hey, you never know. You might meet somebody new, man. It's a fine weekend, I'll tell you that.
I bet it is. By the way, you're a smooth character, and you were 21. Is it easy to hook up at these? Because, you know, you're willing to ugly cry in front of people. That's dripping.
Guys, what is the greatest way of ever getting up in there is low self-esteem. And you're going to be in a room with beautiful, beautiful, beautiful women with low self-esteem. You're in.
Oh, this is easier than the Black Lives Matter march, right?
I felt my first boob at a retreat, at a religious retreat at 13.
See?
That was a religious experience.
Yeah. I haven't looked back since.
I got my finger wet the same time.
Jesus. You're a real fucking one-upper. You're a real piece of shit. I just met you. But
and I was fucking Rojo's ex. Anyways. I understand this might not be a fair question. Is there something that you can tell Rojo that you learned? So that he can move
knowing
on.
Knowing nothing about it.
Yeah. Knowing nothing about it, that he can move on from his ex.
Hey, guys, I'm fine. I don't know why. Can we get a shot? Is there whiskey? No, I'm great. This is.
Yeah, no, just me. Did you break up with her?
We mutually agreed that she wanted to see other people.
We agreed that she wanted to see other people. Yeah. Oh, hey, you know what? No just means no. It doesn't mean anything other than that. Doesn't mean anything's wrong. Doesn't mean you're a piece of shit. It just means no. So if she says no, you say, all right, I move on. It's not easy, but
I understand something they teach you is, I'm not really sure I understand this necessarily, but we put meaning on what people say instead of just taking what they say. So
it's like listening. Yeah. I forget the actual term. It's something listening. And it's literally like, you know what it's like. You're sitting there talking to somebody or they're speaking to you and you're already ready to say something without hearing anything they say and vice versa. And it really is a good exercise to actually be able to sit, hear, take in what somebody's saying, then think about it and then react as opposed to just, you know, barreling them over, which I don't think I've really learned how to do since the forum, since I do that quite often, unfortunately. But yeah. That's an important thing. Listening is very important.
So when she says, Rojo, we're done, Rojo, don't put meaning in that. Pretend she's saying something. You know what I mean? When she says no, don't even go with that. Because who knows?
This is the stalker's 101 guide.
Yeah. Well, I guess, what do they, I mean, I didn't learn that. You don't learn it in the forum, and it's very old school cliche saying, right? The only way to get over somebody is by getting under somebody.
I hear you, bro.
Sometimes you say the deepest things, and you just come back to sex, and it's, I don't know who you are, but I love you.
I think you do.
That's exactly who it is,
yep.
You know what they say is it's 6 o'clock, because I'm straight up and down hard, baby.
There you go, man. Every minute of the hour could be some time wasted, so you better get a huffing and a puffing, baby, because the dance, well, it's all night.
He took a dramatic pause.
Yeah. He's like, I'm coming. Wait. There it is. Oh, man, good talking to you, man. We miss you.
Good talking. I miss you too, guys. Love you so much, man. And hopefully I'll see you all soon.
Man, have a great tour.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, look up Brother Love. Look up Them Vibes. That album... By the way, let me mention this. That album, Them Vibes, is so good. And there's more than one, but I saw Brother Love live recently. So good. Like, they don't give you time to applaud. I'm not joking. It's a wall of sound, and it's one thing after another. It's so good.
It energized you.
Yeah.
And we'll be opening up for Cheap Trick in next month in Deadwood, South Dakota. We're going to South Dakota to actually open up for Cheap Trick. That should be awesome.
It's so awesome. And Alex, your buddy, such a great guitarist. It's balls on him because he's coming out with a 9-neck guitar. Fuck him. Fuck Cheap Trick. All right. Take care, man. Thanks.
Take care, everybody. Love y'all.
Peace. All right. Rojo, what did we learn?
that words don't really mean don't really mean what they say. It's what you want them to mean.
Boy, it's really take what you like and leave the rest in here. Right. It's great.
Don't tell me what I was supposed to get from that. Let me mention this. Letote.com. Hemda uses it. They send you clothes. You take what you want. You send the rest back.
Yeah, and you also, you can send all of it back. So I don't know if some of you remember the Netflix thing where they send you however many DVDs you sign up for, and then you watch them at your leisure, but you can also watch them all, like as soon as you get them, send them back. As soon as you send them back, they send you another one. That's like this with clothes. Anytime I get Letote stuff and I put it on, people who I respect fashion-wise are like, oh, you look nice today. I'm like... And I have to tell them it's Letote because they know that it's different than what it looked like. Right. It's always in fashion because they only have, you know, the current stuff. And I don't have to spend money on it because they send it to me. I send it right back. And get this, I never wash it. If I wash it, I have to keep track of it. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
And they encourage you. They're like, don't even wash it. Don't worry about it. We got this. I take it off. I put it right in the bag. I seal the bag. I put it out. As soon as my mail person tags that, like they get the mail, they tag it, another one starts getting sent over. I could literally send it every day and just keep getting more and more.
Go to letote.com, L-E-T-O-T-E.com, to get started for as low as $39 a month. And a promo code K-A-T-G at checkout to get 50% off your first month. Once you sign up, you'll receive their completely, you have your completely customized tote. You're going to get it within days. Wear what you want, return everything in the mail when you're done, and repeat all month long. Again, that's letote.com. Enter code KATG and feel fabulous with fashion delivered right to your door.
And you get to pick it. You get to pick the jewelry, the clothes. There's skirts, there's pants, there's shorts, and it's seasonal, so you can get whatever you want. You can get sweaters when it doesn't matter. And the thing is, to me, it's like, I kind of weigh different. I weigh like between 20 pounds.
You're what you are.
But if I gain some weight, I just get a different size from them and I can keep getting all new clothes. So that little fluctuation that I have, you know, like now I'm biking a lot, but when the winter comes, I'll probably gain like 10 more pounds or something, you know, and it's not a bother.
Rojo, going back real quick. I'm looking at your Twitter.
Okay.
And you write, might be time to go to bed. I'm proposed to someone drunk. You're a romantic is what we're getting, right?
Yeah. When whiskey comes out, I know how to really open up.
How many proposals have you made in your life?
Maybe one serious, half-hearted serious.
Yeah. Same woman we're talking about?
No.
Oh.
Two strippers.
Are you being serious?
No, I've definitely been hammered at a strip club and like,
in love.
And that moment where you're like, no, she's really into me. I know she does this with everyone, but she's giving me different eyes like that.
Like she was not disgusted when I came in my pants.
And then I was just like, and before I left, they're like, yeah, we should get married.
are they kind to you when you're in that state?
Yeah, they're kind till
your money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. When they take you to the ATM machine, they know how kind to be.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to be $300 kind. I'll get all that.
There's no fives in this ATM. But neither you to break this. That'd be great.
You know what? There's a bar I go to, shitty dive bar. It has a pool table. Easy breeze. I like those kind of bars. But right next door.
A drinking bar.
Right. A drinking bar. And we suck each other off. You know the story. So anyway, right next door is some kind of like a Spanish restaurant. And
it turns into a club at night.
It turns into a club at night. And you see these women come into the bar that I'm in because there's an ATM machine in the back, kind of like dragging the guy along. He types in his PIN number, but she does everything else. And it's like, dude, it's 2 a.m. No.
There have been like, because I on Roosevelt, there's a bunch of these bars in Queens here where it's
so funny. After two is so fucked up. Keith, yeah. I'm sorry. Please remember that story, but you're so right. I remember a while ago, and I think I was arguing with you, like after two, nothing good happens. But you know what? Something good happens, but it's fucked up. So if you like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that FOMO should be turned off around 1:30, like it's fine.
You know you're chasing highs, no matter what your high is. Food, right. Energy with other people, friendship, sex, drugs. Yeah, you're chasing, after two, you're chasing a high. Right. That's it.
By the way, in full disclosure, Hemda and I forgot that we had shows today.
Okay.
And Libby sends it and goes, you know, Rojo, of course, he'll be the guest today and blah, blah, blah.
And I'm like, wow, Libby's on it.
Yeah, that's okay. Tell me next week. You know, why you fucking tell me now? And I'm like, I checked the calendar, which I normally check, but I just didn't because I knew I had off. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Fuck. Now, I just knew, like, I knew that I was off. So I slept so good for 4 hours. And then I get up and I go, you know what? It's a fucking me day. And I'm gonna deliberately wake up, be like half out of it, right? Like, yeah. I just did heroin.
This is before, you know, like you think you have a day off.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I have the day off. And I'm like, and I'll take a nap every so often. Then I'll just walk around hazy. Then I'll take
every so often. Yeah. Like, this is a week off. Yeah. It's one day. It's 24 hours.
I make the whole thing a vacation. I call it a vacation. I was on vacation. And then I'm gonna nap. And then I'm going to play poker tonight. I'll be the only one awake.
Rain Man.
At 10 p.m. Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, it's 8 a.m. to me at 8 p.m.
This is such a good plan, you motherfucker. I'm the one playing poker with him. I'm just like, right. I'm glad this got ruined for you.
And then, you know, it's like, oh, today's shows. And so, you know, I try that shower technique I hear about, you know, start your day with a cold shower. It works. It's a little espresso. And about 6 minutes later, you're tired again. But for a second, you know, it wakes you up.
You got to carry a spritzer on you, it with cold water.
But it's funny that Kenda forgot too. And it's like, we really should fire each other.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, I didn't know you were so excited to have me on the show. If that's you opening up to me and how much you like me, Keith, jeez.
No, this worked out. I'm just saying.
It is very fun. So normally our schedule is just different, but Keith is going to this landmark thing. Right.
That's why we're doing this show ahead of time, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, so he should have known, right? I'm okay for not knowing. It's not my schedule change. But of course, that's not really what I'm thinking. I'm just going, today is the day I didn't check my calendar. I just assume I had the Thursday off, blah, blah, blah. But here's the other thing. It's not like I was planning to go to the beach. I was planning to go to a cafe to go do some work and catch up, right? And I was like, okay, I just have to do my, you know, my yoga thing and then I'll head out. I'll go with Hubby Face. We had this whole plan. And then Keith, I get a text from him and it's like, oh, I'm on my way, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? And in my mind, I'm like, just check the calendar. Don't ask him a stupid question. No, I got to ask a stupid question. And Andrea's in the text also. So meanwhile, like, we're the bosses. And he's like, yeah, I'm on my way. And I'm like, are we supposed to meet? And I've the balls for me to hit send on that without checking my calendar. And then
you know, it's like you ever mistype something, but you kind of see it. Yeah. And you still hit send? Yeah. Like, oh, fuck, I spelled the wrong send. Shit, now I got to correct it. Do I use the asterisk? I always find that lame. And it's like, well, why did I hit send? I saw it. Yep. I go, here it goes. I'm going to have to explain this later. Send.
By the time your brain talks to your arms, and like your arms are just like, nah, new arms, who this? Like, I'm not picking up yet.
It's true. And the funniest thing is and it dawned on me, of course, as soon as I hit send, I'm like, you're an idiot. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm so sorry. And in my mind, I go, oh, man, I got to go to work. No, I was planning to go to work. This is just getting in the way. And I really did think that. I'm like, no, I had to go to work at the cafe. Me going into the studio is a whole different thing.
Right.
It feels so stupid.
And then I'm thinking, oh, Rojo, he doesn't know what he's in for today.
No.
We're gonna get personal. I didn't have time to look at a newspaper.
5 seconds in, we jumped right in it. I love that you need a day off before you take a weekend off. Like, man, this resting Friday through Sunday is gonna kill me. I need Thursday just for me.
Dude, they say this landmark is intense, man.
Actually, I started thinking about you and what you had to now experience, Keith, because you were sort of timing it in a very specific way. You had poker tonight.
Yeah.
Then you wake up tomorrow and you start your brain, you know.
The new me. Yes.
Yeah, right? And so I'm thinking, wow, now he's not going to sleep. And then I'm thinking, well, maybe they'll get him in his lack of sleep. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he'll just be like, fuck it, I hate my dad, my mom.
I know why I act stoic. We all know.
You're gonna crush this weekend.
I'm gonna kill it.
I can't wait.
Are you nervous about anything?
No, but I'm so tired right now, I can't feel. No, I'm not nervous. I don't know. I just hope, like, I'm, if people are listening thinking, like, you know, will it take to Keith, because will Keith give to get? I'm all in. I think the only thing that would bother me is if 3 days later, almost $1,000.
Your bet's owed, Keith.
Yeah, and I got nothing out of it. That would just anger me. I'm going to sue.
Well, I know that you don't like hearing this, but it's because people say this to you about movies, but it's part of it is how you go in, right?
No, I'm coming in drunk, yeah. I'm bringing vodka in a bottle, sure.
Is this a sober retreat?
They tell you not to. I understand. Catherine did it, and I understand you're not even supposed to drink in between the days so that you're taking everything in.
Does that make you nervous?
No. Yeah. I, if I can't go 3 days, then that's what I learned from it.
Okay.
Just good to know who you are.
Right.
Let's go back to this falling in love with strippers thing. Well, I don't know if you remember your story, but I want to know how much you've ever spent, like the most you've ever spent at a strip club.
I spent, not crazy, probably like $150, but I've spent $300 on a massage in Canada.
Like a jerk-off thing? Like,
yeah.
The massage,
yeah.
But you're like, just end the massage and jerk me off, but so, you have to go like through that stupid fucking
but
massage?
You do. I haven't done this. This is funny. It was a group of us, like six or seven dudes at 5 a.m.
You know what's
again,
funny?
Again, after 2 a.m. Yeah. So far gone past 2 a.m. at this point.
But what's funny is girls get made fun of for going to the bathroom together. You guys need hand-holding in the weirdest place.
Dude, are you getting stroked off yet? I'm not getting stroked off yet.
I'll do it if you do it. Come on, man. Just do it. Everyone else is doing it.
So we all get there.
Was it your idea or not?
No, I'm not. I'm not the leader. You crazy? Have you met me? I am all about following.
I told you I'll take this chick back in a second if she types me something by accident. No, I'm not a leader.
I definitely need hand-holding. We share 5 a.m., like six or seven of us, and everybody goes in a separate room. And they, I guess they were like, man, you have to haggle. You have to negotiate the price.
It's weird.
And then she was like, well, it's 50 for massage, whatever, 300. And I was like,
did she say for happy ending? Did she
for
say
for the whole thing? I think she says, yeah. Okay. Just in case I'm mic'd.
Right.
Just in case I'm wired.
Are you like, how much? No massage. That should take a lot of money off, right?
Stop the beginning. Let's just.
Now, how do you get from 50 to 300? Is there stuff in between that?
Yeah, like one was just a regular massage, one was an oil, one was like light rubbing, full body. One, I think, was like touching it, but not.
Do you feel bad? Like, are you trying to act like you're mature and you're like, I will have the oil. You just want to jerk you off.
Yeah, I mean, at 5 a.m., I'm not feeling much.
Right.
I'm not.
How were you as a haggler?
So I paid the full price. She was a pro. She didn't go down from her number.
Right.
She didn't know how to play the game. I start low. She goes, we meet in the middle.
300, 150, 300, 200, 300, 250, 300, 300. Done. So,
but I said the last word. Right. Because I get the last word.
You know what? I will do it. Oh, you're good. Let's go to the ATM.
You know what it is? It's you. It's the thing is you guys have a tell and it's poking out of your pants. So you right. can negotiate all you want, but you can't even turn around.
Terrible poker face.
Go all in. Go all in.
Your pants have a terrible poker face.
Hey, I'm not going to pay all that. Oh, fuck, you saw it. I'll pay all that. Yes, you will.
The whole time, the only thing I'm thinking is like, don't be the first one in the lobby. You can't. I was like, you don't know how long anybody else is taking. Right. And I was just like, I can't go out there and be nobody and just waiting. Hey, guys, you almost wrapped up? Can we?
But everybody's doing that. One guy's just hanging in a stall. Another one's around the corner. Like,
I took a shower afterward. And they have a little shower there. And I guess I took too long because she came back in. She goes, oh, you still here? And I was like, yeah, I'm drying up. I'm sorry. Was there anybody out there? I need to know. I can't be the first one.
And anyway, since we're talking, you want to get married?
I'll take you out of this biz.
Right.
This isn't for you. You're cleaning yourself off. I remember being in one.
Meanwhile,
of those,
she's like, I just made more money than you. Did,
yeah. Yeah.
I was in one of those places and they have, you know, the shower. And so I'm showering and then a woman just walks in like cleaning up in the shower. And I'm like, this is crazy. Just this.
Yeah.
And I'm deliberately like showering at her. You know what I mean?
Gross.
I mean, I'm not wolfing or giving eyes, but I'm just like,
you like how clean this looks.
but I'm just
scrubbing his nipple too hard.
Right, I'm just like, just a dude washing his dick, right?
This is how we wash it. Leg up on the.
Right. Keith enjoys himself as soon as he can.
I'm posing like giving, you know, some '80s hair metal band, like just washing, just showering, Prince.
Is it from their angle? They're like, why do they wash themselves slower when we walk in? This is so weird. And what's funny is you guys tend to do the things that you like on women. We don't like that on you. Like, no, yeah. Don't rub your fucking torso, weirdo.
You have to have one. You have to have something.
Well, how'd she do? How did you like it?
Yeah, I mean, it was, yeah. Once you bring in oil, it's hard not to. It's hard to mess it up when, yeah.
She brings out the oil and you're like, oh, you're not fucking around.
I'm not even going to take my socks off. This is about to be real over.
Were you nervous before you came? Like, yeah. Where do I put this? Does she aim? Does she put a sock on at the end?
No, she doesn't. I've never jerked off of a sock. That's separate. That's a separate thing, but.
I feel like I would do that. Just constantly. That's such a brilliant way to do things.
I don't know. It's not fun.
I don't think so. I don't know. I've never done it.
Nah. I didn't either.
Oh.
No.
I value socks too much.
Go home and try it. You both have to report back. I don't know what to tell you. This is ridiculous.
Nah, you know what? 43 years old. I think I figured out it's not my thing. <I'm
good. laughs> At some point, you're like, no, I'm good. No, I get it.
But how would you know? I don't know. I'm not using corduroy either. I'm not... I'll never know.
Oh, boy. Keep your mind open, Keith. Landmark.
Kendra's gonna, or Andrea, rather. I'll try the sock for science, she writes.
Okay. I love you, Andrea. So thank
we'll
you.
Well, she's young. She has to learn.
Impressionable. She's learned
what she likes.
Did you like the actual massage part, or were you just waiting for the rest of it?
You're just waiting for the rest of it. I'm not a massage person. Like, I don't really enjoy when people give me back rubs and stuff. I've never been like, oh, yeah, like, that relaxes. Like, I hate it.
Are you hard the whole time?
Pretty quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, as soon as she like turns you over.
Yeah.
That's how I was too. The massage, I'm like, it hurts. I don't like it. But, you know.
Because also, that's not their forte.
Right.
Their specialty isn't the back rub. So
it's the up and down idiot move. That's what they're good at. Oh, here you go. Yeah. Perfect. Oh. Wow. Are you a fucking master of science?
How do you know me so well?
Yeah. Oh my God. Is it
a 12-year-old girl can do it, but yes, you're an expert.
Is it the way I was twitching or in my eyes? How do you know exactly how I like to be jerked off?
We all left and went to McDonald's for breakfast.
Right.
And then it was at a comedy festival. And then the next day, we all saw each other and nobody said it. It was like we got back from war.
Right.
It's like, don't you just nod and keep going. Nobody can know how what a grossness of seven people we were.
But at that night or morning, it's like funny. Like you got away with
hilarious.
Something. Like you're like, I'll take
hilarious.
A,
it is.
I'll take a chicken sandwich and you have no fucking idea, idiot. You can't. Do you want fries with that? Yeah, I do.
I did something I could have done for free alone. I haven't paid. Wait, you dummy.
And now I'm going to drink what you call a milkshake. Yes, you know what? You may keep the extra change for the poor. Ron, you have no idea. Some leaked into my pants. You have no fucking idea.
Hell of a shot. Pants are across the room.
Where did she aim it to?
Her chest.
Oh, really? That's so nice of her.
Yeah, like chest and then like drop back down on it. You know what I mean? Then we all got a little splash zone. Man, did I not think I was going to tell this story today.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
We turn off the AC. Yeah, hot enough.
And I think I almost didn't even come in today. But no, now everybody knows about you. So it worked out.
I like that we had to tell him.
Right. We actually didn't want to have to see you today, Rojo. I'm glad you're here. We had fun. Check out Rojo's Twitter at Rojo Perez with Z's. Rojo Perez.
Balls on you. We're just falling asleep. Do you know what Z means?
No. Second language that I know.
And the website is his name normal, RojoPerez.com. Caroline's Breakout Artist Comedy Series.
Yes.
That's coming in the month of nine. That is next month, September 5th on a Tuesday. You will be there and you will make them what? Laugh.
Laugh till they come.
Laugh till they come. He promises you. And if he can't, you tell him afterwards. He's very approachable. He will jerk you off. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's my merch.
Yeah.
So, I'll make a fan.
What's the Breakout Series? Breakout Artist Series?
Caroline does this thing where they'll have comedians who've worked there, who featured, hosted stuff, and they think they want to give them a full headline set. And they do like one a month, I think.
Is this your first full headlining set in Caroline?
At Caroline's, yeah.
So all right.
It'll be September 5th, 7:30. Carrie Caudette's hosting.
Oh, wow.
She's, I love her. Mike Brown and Peggy O'Leary.
Whoa, lots of energy on this lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it should be dope. And if anybody's, when you're getting tickets, the promo code's Rojo, R-O-J-O, $10 tickets. Love to see you guys. That'd be dope.
There you have it. Thanks, buddy. I didn't have this set up. Hemda, if you can say it real quick,
keithandthegirl.com.
keithandthegirl.com. keithandthegirl.com.